This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden has ended his re-election bid and is backing Vice President Kamala Harris for the Democratic Party's nomination, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's decision comes weeks after a disastrous debate against Donald Trump. Democratic allies had been urging the 81-year-old to step aside. He'd insisted he would stay in the race, arguing he was best positioned to beat Trump. But in a social media post, the president writes it's in the best interests of party and country to stand down and focus instead on the rest of his term. In a later post, he said Harris has his full support and endorsement to be the nominee when Democrats host their convention in Chicago next month, a move aimed at avoiding more party chaos. Sagar Magani, Washington.
VOA's Steve Miller has more.
Vice President Kamala Harris appears to be the natural successor, in large part because she is the only candidate who can directly tap into Biden's campaign war chest, according to federal campaign finance rules. Now, Democrats urgently have to try to bring coherence to the nominating process in a matter of weeks and persuade voters in a stunningly short amount of time that their nominee can handle the job and beat Trump. The decision marks a swift and stunning end to Biden's 52 years in electoral politics, as donors, lawmakers, and even aides expressed to him their doubts that he could convince voters that he could plausibly handle the job for another 4 years. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Donald Trump and running mate J.D. Vance on Sunday slammed the record of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as Biden bowed out of the White House race and sought to pass the torch to his number two. Trump writing on Truth Social platform, quote, "Crooked Joe Biden was not fit to run for president," adding he